Welcome to Light of Christ Radio with Pastors Tom and Paula Graves. You're here at the perfect time, as God knew you would be today. We pray what you're about to hear blesses you, challenges you, and draws you closer to your Savior. Once we've reached the end of today's time in God's Word, we'll have some information about how you can learn more about this ministry and where you can find additional audio messages to listen to. You can join us over on Facebook right now to add some encouragement to your newsfeed and to your day. Just search for Light of Christ Radio or follow the Facebook link at our website, lightofchristradio.com. Well, let us get into God's Word as we begin today's edition of Light of Christ Radio.
Welcome to Light of Christ Radio with Tom and Paula Graves.
And this is where we tell a story of the Bible and let it spark some conversation.
We are sponsored by Trinity Church of Golden, Illinois. To learn more about us, go to lightofchristradio.com. That's lightofchristradio.com.
Today, we begin our series, Jesus Said I Am. And Jesus' I Am statements reveal His identity, purpose, and promises. These deepen our faith as we come to realize who Jesus is. Today's story is about the bread of life from John 6.
Well, Paula, as we begin our conversation today, let's look at the context of our story.
At the time of today's story, Jesus is in his second year of ministry.
And many people begin to follow him as he taught and healed.
He was popular with the ordinary people, but not the Jewish leadership.
Jesus had healed on a Sabbath, which angered the Jewish scholars.
And Jesus had just fed 5,000 men and an uncounted number of women and children with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
As a result, some people wanted to make Jesus king. To escape this, Jesus sent his disciples across the lake and went up on the hill to pray.
The disciples ran into a storm and were frightened when they saw Jesus walking on the water.
John simplifies the story, but Matthew tells us that Peter also walked on water for a moment.
When the two of them returned to the boat, they immediately reached their destination.
The crowds returned to where Jesus had fed them. They knew there had been only one boat, and the disciples had left in it.
So they started to look for Jesus, which brings us to a story from the Word of God.
The people found Jesus on the other side of the lake. They asked him,
"Teacher, when did you come here?"
He answered, "Why are you looking for me? Is it because you saw miraculous signs? The truth is, you are looking for me because you ate the bread and were satisfied. But earthly food spoils and ruins, so don't work to get that kind of food, but work to obtain the food that lasts and gives you eternal life. The Son of Man will give you that food. He is the only one qualified by God the Father to give it to you."
And the people asked Jesus, "What does God want us to do?"
Jesus answered, "The work of God wants you to do this, to believe in the one He sent."
So the people asked, "What miraculous sign will you do for us? If we can see you do a miracle, then we will believe in you. What will you do? Our ancestors were given manna to eat in the desert. As the scriptures say, he gave them bread from heaven to eat."
Jesus said, "I can assure you that Moses was not the one who gave your people bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. God's bread is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world."
And the people said, "Sir, from now on, give us bread like that."
Then Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. No one comes to me will ever be hungry or thirsty. I told you before that you have seen me, and still you don't believe. The Father gives me my people. Every one of them will come to me. I will always accept them. I came down from heaven to do what God wants, not what I want. I must not lose anyone God has given me. But I must raise them up on the last day. This is what the one who sent me wants me to do. Everyone who sees the Son and believes in him has eternal life. I will raise them up on the last day, because this is what my Father wants."
Some Jews began to complain about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that comes down from heaven." And they said, "This is Jesus. We know his father and mother. He's only Joseph's son. How can he say, 'I came down from heaven'?"
But Jesus said, "Stop complaining to each other. The Father is the one who sent me, and he is the one who brings people to me. I will raise them up on the last day. Anyone the Father does not bring to me cannot come to me. It is written in the prophets."
God will teach them all. People listen to the Father and learn from him. They are the ones who come to me. I don't mean that there's anyone who has seen the Father. The only one who has ever seen the Father is the one who came from God, and he has seen the Father.
"I can assure you that anyone who believes has eternal life. I am the bread that gives life. Your ancestors ate the manna God gave them in the desert. but it didn't keep them from dying. Here is the bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will never die.
And this is our story from the Word of God.
Well, Paula, as we begin to unpack the text today, we want to look at the temptation of the temporal.
Right. And we know that Jesus fed the 5,000 men and plus women and children. And when he did that, the people began to seek him, but it was only for more food to get fed again.
Yeah, I think the temptation of the world really kind of closed their eyes to what was really important. And the same thing can happen today. People focus on the here and now, the temporal and not eternal things.
And as Jesus dialogued with them, he tried to shift their focus from worldly concerns to eternal matters. In verse 26, he says, "I tell you the truth, you want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking eternal life that the Son of Man can give you."
You know, Paula, something really miraculous happens when we spend time in God's Word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. But it begins to transform us. And as it transforms us, my priorities begin to change. And that happened in my own life.
Mm-hmm. And just as Jesus spoke to the people that day, he's speaking to us now. He wants everyone to look to him as the one who provides the spiritual food that leads to eternal life.
Yeah, and as you listen today, maybe you've drifted from the Lord and haven't spent your time in the world, but now the Lord is calling you back in his grace, in his mercy.
Or perhaps you're growing in faith and the Lord is drawing you into a deeper relationship. However the Lord's working with you, he wants you to put more energy into seeking him.
Yeah, and don't give in to the temptation of the temporal. And sometimes we just need to pray and ask God, "Lord, help me not to give in to that," because it's easy to do that.
Yeah, and I think there's really nothing more satisfying in life than to deepen our relationship with the Lord because it transforms us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that we are a new creation, and this is God's desire for all who come to believe.
Yeah, because we see in our text today that Jesus wants the people to focus on spiritual food, to seek that, mm-hmm. and again, not the temporal things of this world.
We know early explorers in this hemisphere were looking for the fountain of youth, yet eternal life isn't found in some magical stream or by eating a particular food. We only find it in Jesus.
And that's why Jesus says he's the bread of life, as it says in John 6:48, "I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die."
And I think we all want a desire, a fulfilling life, but it's only when we seek out Jesus and put our faith in him and believe in him, I think that puts life in perspective and focus.
Yeah, and again, as we talked about earlier, where are you on your spiritual journey? I think God really wants this, all of us to mm-hmm. think about that. Have you been pursuing the things of this world? And they can be deceptive.
Right. And I think only God can fill our heart's empty spot. And to do that, we have to humble ourselves and repent. And at that, he puts us on a new path.
Yeah. And we see in our story that Jesus engaged the people who were seeking him, not for spiritual reasons, but because he had met their physical needs.
And at that point, Jesus urged them all to seek him as the one who provided the sustaining eternal food that would lead them to heaven.
Yeah, and just as bread is a daily necessity or food today, spiritual nourishment in Christ is even more vital in our life.
Mm-hmm. Because without Jesus, who's our spiritual bread, hope for heaven is lost. That only leaves suffering here in this life. And I think that's why Jesus said to them then and us now, "I am the bread of life."
Yeah, that's why Jesus calls us to come to faith and he calls us to go deeper in him, because God wants to transform us and because he wants us to seek things that last, which is spiritual food.
And as Jesus is trying to talk to the people, once they found out, yeah, he went across the lake, they wanted to do the works of God. In John 6:29, Jesus told them, "This is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent." Of course, that was him.
Yeah, so their question really gives us insight into their spiritual thinking. Mm-hmm. While the law of Moses gives many commandments, it also includes a sacrificial system.
Right. If we look at it, they had to sacrifice an innocent sheep or goat to pay the price, the blood price, for their human sin. And we look through the Psalms, and various Psalms thank God for his grace and forgiveness. This is even before Jesus died on the cross. And so the people should have realized good works can't save anyone.
Yeah, as Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2, God saved you by his grace, his undeserved love, when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it.
And so I think this is one reason Jesus uses this image of bread. It's something every day, something he had just used physically to feed the food. And he wanted them to understand who he was. In John 6:48, he says, "Yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die."
So when we eat bread, it becomes part of our physical body and gives us energy to live. And as we ingest Jesus, he gives us spiritual life. Jesus uses a metaphor of eating to describe the process of understanding and receiving him. In other words, being in his word and taking it in.
Right. And sometimes that sounds like offensive. It sounds gross. But we have to remember, how do we talk today? We do the same thing when we say, "Well, I can't swallow that," or "That's food for thought." We're still talking about how we understand words and receive them.
Yeah, Jesus meets our spiritual needs eternally. The manna only delayed physical death, while Jesus conquered death on the cross at Calvary.
So, Tom, we need to take a break here. Go to Facebook and like our Light of Christ Facebook page. This will enable you to receive uplifting posts on your daily feed.
Share these posts and the good news of Jesus Christ with your friends. You can be an evangelist with a simple click of a mouse.
There's more to come from this edition of the Light of Christ radio show. Right now, though, we'd love to connect with you. You can find us on Facebook, Truth Social, and YouTube. We'd also love to hear how these teachings have impacted you. Send us a note through our website, lightofchristradio.com. And now, here are Tom and Paula with a second half of the Light of Christ radio show.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for staying with us. Paula and I were just discussing, your work is to believe.
And they heard that, okay, we're supposed to believe, but then they wanted more. In John 6:30, the people answered, "Show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do?"
Yeah, but Jesus had just multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000 people. If the people really, you know, when you think about it, Paula, had investigated how Jesus had gotten to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, they would have discovered more signs.
Right, because we know Jesus had sent the disciples off in the boat without him. Later, during a storm, Jesus comes walking on the water to them. Now, the Gospel of John simplifies the story, but the Gospel of Matthew tells us that Peter also walked on the water for a moment. And then there's another miracle that sometimes we miss, because as soon as Peter and Jesus get into the boat, they're at their destination immediately. God had transported them miraculously.
Yeah, the people quoted scripture to let Jesus know what they wanted. And it says in Psalm 78, verse 24, "He rained down manna for them to eat. He gave them bread from heaven."
Now, on that verse, a Jewish commentary, it's known as the Midrash, taught that just as Moses acted as a redeemer and caused manna to fall from heaven, the latter redeemer will do the same. So what they were saying, if you're really the Redeemer, if you're really the Messiah, Jesus, then you need to duplicate that by sending us manna.
But Psalm 78 also tells us of the people's unbelief and rebellion. Mm-hmm. So God, not Moses, had given their ancestors manna. That miracle was far in the past at this time.
And I think Jesus wanted them to look to see what God was doing at this very moment, because God was in the process of giving them the true bread from heaven in the person of himself, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, instead of looking for a sign, the people needed to seek Jesus. Just as today, people need to seek out the Lord.
And I think, Tom, when they do, they will find a fulfillment in Christ that they can't find anywhere else.
Yeah, Jesus offers us that fulfillment that nothing can in the world compared to. And by believing him in him as your Savior, you'll never go hungry or thirsty.
At least in the spiritual way. John 6:35, Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And that's a promise for us today.
But the important thing is to understand that the gospel doesn't promise an escape from life's struggles.
No, expecting Jesus to make us immune to sin, struggles, and failures in this world could lead us to be disappointed, that we would drop away from faith. We have to realize Jesus makes us eternal promise, but even in this world, he walks with us through it all.
Yeah, and it also really shows how much we have to depend on Jesus to walk with us. And as we go through difficult times, to pray for Jesus, Lord, I just need your help. Mm-hmm. And so we get into trouble in life when we try to operate independent from God.
Yeah.
And God wants us to depend on him.
And so today, you might be going through a tough time. But remember, God is walking with you because the Holy Spirit lives in us as believers. Now, unfortunately, this doesn't eliminate pain in this lifetime, but it does sustain us on our journey.
Yeah. And when I do this, when I look to Jesus for eternal life, it gives me hope and it really sustains me and it changes my perspective in life because sometimes life can be difficult. And again, maybe that's what you're experiencing today.
But remember, your value to God as his child, we can't even comprehend. He loves us more than we know. Because Jesus went to the cross, he was both true God and true man. As God, he had the capacity to know when you would be born, the life you would experience, and the sins you would commit.
Yeah, and as a loving Savior, he willingly gave up his life to pay for our sins. Even though all these sins I would commit, he willingly did it because of his love for us.
And even going, knowing that he would be painful for him, it would cause him to suffer. And so what can we do except when we receive this gift that Jesus paid for, but to honor him and live in awe and find our fulfillment in him?
Yeah, and also as we look at our story, Paula, we see people struggling to see really beyond the surface of what's going on.
And I think we need godly wisdom to look beyond the surface things. Because in our humanness, pride and arrogance often prevent us from seeing what we really need.
Yeah, or we want to just kind of stay in on the surface a little bit. And there's no doubt that Jesus performed a great miracle. He fed the 5,000. Yet the Jewish leadership, they were blind to who Jesus was.
Yeah, John 6:41 and following says, "At this, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, 'I am the bread that comes down from heaven.' And they said, 'Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven?'"
Yeah, that really fulfilled the words of Simeon when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple when he was a baby. And Simeon's words were about hearts will be revealed mm-hmm. because of Jesus.
And that's what was happening right here in our story. And for us, when we go deeper with Jesus, we start to look beyond the surface things. We begin to understand that he is our Savior. He is our spiritual bread of life. You know, Tom, when Jesus called Peter to go into the deeper water, Peter was willing to do so because he trusted Jesus.
Yeah, and after that great catch, Jesus called Peter to fish for people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what occurs when we look beyond the surface with Jesus as he changes us into a new creation.
And so maybe today your relationship with Jesus feels pretty shallow, but it doesn't have to stay that way because he constantly invites us to go deeper so he can transform us in this life.
You know, that's really the amazing thing about God as we walk through life. God loves us and he wants us to be different. He mm-hmm. wants us to have more fruits of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And I think through this whole story, Tom, that Jesus is really explaining who he is, that he is the Son of God. He is divine. And I know I have people that don't really follow Jesus, don't believe in Jesus. They say, well, he never said he was God right out. Why didn't he just say it right out? Well, the way the story's going, the Jews know exactly what Jesus is saying because he told them, I am the bread of life. Now, I am just our simple English words to us. But if we look back in Exodus 3, God used them to name and describe himself to Moses at the burning bush.
Yeah, as Paula was talking about, the Jewish leadership, they're well aware of the title. So when Jesus used it, they began to murmur and complain.
Yeah, that's why they said, oh, you can't come from heaven because we know your mom and dad, basically. But if we look at the name I am, it's interesting because it's always in the present tense because God is always with us, whether it was Moses or Jesus or us. And when I think we see I am, it emphasizes his eternal nature and active involvement in our world.
Yeah, in John 6, Jesus explained that he had come down from heaven 5 times and told them that God the Father had sent him 5 times. So what is Jesus telling them? He is God.
Yeah, he's from heaven and God sent him. And when he called God his Father, Jesus was also implying, and they understood this, that he was the Son of God.
Yeah, and Jesus had a reply to their complaints. He says in John 6:43, stop complaining about what I said.
Yeah, it's pretty straight out. Don't complain what I told you. Because we know, Tom, that the Father had sent Jesus to repair the corruption sin had caused. The world was sinful, it was broken, it's still sinful and broken. But Jesus followed God's will as he laid down his life on the cross to pay the blood price for our sin. This is a price we can't pay.
Yeah, you know, really what's sad in our story and our text that after Jesus said he was the bread of life, many stopped following him, and they refused to believe in his message. Again, it revealed what was going on in their heart. The same thing that happens today where people turn away from God, even though God's drawing them to himself.
Because they found they were just really offended when Jesus said they had to eat and drink him. And it was like, no, that's too gross. We're not going to do that. But I think they misunderstood. They didn't understand the surface thing. They had to ingest him. It had to make Jesus part of them, that we are willing to go into the word and understand it and believe it and act on it. That's how it becomes part of our life.
You know, it's really interesting in our story that even though they're complaining and kind of whining a little bit, Jesus is still very patient. Mm-hmm. He's pointing things out to him and to them, and he's trying to draw them to himself. This is what the truth is what Jesus is telling them.
You know, as we were looking at this story, it's like it's very repetitive. He keeps telling them over, they complain, and he tells them the same thing over again. He's very patiently explaining, this is who I am. The Father sent me. I come from heaven. Now, some were willing to believe it, and some did not.
Well, when you think of repetitiveness, how many times, especially when adults come to faith, they have to hear it repeatedly. Mm-hmm. Not just one time or two or three, but they got to hear it over and over. And that's what Jesus is doing in our story. What is he trying to accomplish? He's trying to draw the people to faith.
And I think, Tom, it's really the same for us today, because even today, some are willing to believe, some are not. But it really matters what we believe about Jesus.
Well, Paula, as we end today, people came searching for Jesus because they wanted more food.
And Jesus tried to point them to the spiritual side as he declared, I am the bread of life.
The people wanted him to do more signs and struggled to see that he was telling them he was the Son of God.
And the bread that he could give would give them eternal life, and it can give us eternal life.
Well, that's all the time we have today for Light of Christ Radio. All of our radio programs are archived as podcasts.
These can be found at lightofchristradio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, Amazon Music, and TuneIn.
Light of Christ Radio is sponsored by Trinity Church of Golden, Illinois.
Be blessed.
This is the Light of Christ.
Are you new to studying the Bible? You're not alone, and we want you to know that we're glad you joined us today for Light of Christ Radio. We pray that you've learned something new today, and that each edition you join us for brings you closer and closer to a new life that's only found in Jesus. Do you have any questions, or would you like some more information about who we are and what we believe? If so, visit lightofchristradio.com today. You can join us over on Facebook right now to add some encouragement to your newsfeed and to your day. Just search for Light of Christ Radio or follow the Facebook link at our website. That's lightofchristradio.com. We've also created a resource if you're studying along with us in a small group setting. Visit YouTube and search for LOC Radio. There you'll have access to short videos and discussion questions to accompany each radio show. We're adding more and more videos all the time, so be sure to subscribe and be notified of the latest content. We'd also like to encourage you to find a local church that teaches the Bible and will support you as you grow in your faith. If you've enjoyed today's message, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next update. You'll find a link to that on the homepage. And be sure to join Pastors Tom and Paula Graves next time for another edition of Light of Christ Radio.
This is the light of Christ. Who needs a hand, a meal, or a word? Who needs love touched or reassured? Like the sun rises and the darkness disappears, a need that's made